Today's Cotton Newsline is one cut. It features Dr. Jody Campici, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
For the week ending May 9th, 25% of the U.S. crop had been planted, which is in line with the five-year average. In the West, 75% of the crop had been planted, which is just under the five-year average of 78%. In the Mid-South, planting was slightly ahead of the five-year average in Mississippi, with 35% planted, but all other states in this region were behind the five-year average, likely due to excess moisture. In Arkansas, 19% had been planted as compared to the five-year average of 35%. In Louisiana, 30% of the crop had been planted as compared to the five-year average of 49%. In Missouri, 10% had been planted as compared to the five-year average of 39%. Only 3% of the Tennessee crop had been planted as compared to the five-year average of 21%. In the Southeast, planting in North Carolina, South Carolina, and Virginia was ahead of the five-year average, with 25% planted in North Carolina, 40% planted in South Carolina, and 35% planted in Virginia. In Alabama and Georgia, planting was behind the five-year average, with 27% planted in Alabama and 22% planted in Georgia. In the Southwest, planting in all states was slightly ahead of the five-year pace, with 13% planted in Kansas, 18% in Oklahoma, and 25% in Texas. Some areas of Texas did receive some much-needed rainfall last week, although not enough to alleviate drought conditions.